Welcome to The Crucible, where the Southern African Institute of Mining and Metallurgy gives you a front row seat to conversations with specialists in the minerals and metals sector. SIAM has well over 100 years' experience in and commitment to protecting the professional standards of our industry. Join us now as we discuss the key issues and global initiatives to give you the relevant information needed to make informed decisions, to influence policy that directly affects our sector, and to help our industry grow in an uncertain future.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the SIAM Crucible. It's our very own Southern African Institute of Mining and Metallurgy podcast. And today we're going to have Presidents in Conversation. So I would like to introduce you to our guest today. It's the new president of SIAM. William was born in Joburg in 1967. Sorry, William, giving away your age. He then attended Parktown Boys High and studied at Wits. So shout out to all our Wits mining students. And he completed his engineering degree in 1989. He then did a year of national service in Kroonstad, of all places, and then started working for Anglo American in the gold division as a mining graduate. His first 3 years was spent on Elandsrand and Western Deep Levels East, and during this time he also did his master's engineering degree in, it's engineering management. And then William transferred to the rock engineering department, where he truly discovered his passion. He was seconded to the Integrated Seismic Systems International, where he learned all about mine seismic networks and rock burst management. And he then worked as a mine seismologist and a rock engineer for the next 5 years. William decided to move from mining operations to consulting in 1998. That's just the other day. Joining SRK Consulting as a senior mining engineer in rock engineering. And during the first few years, he worked on consulting projects for several mines and research projects for Simrak and DeepMine. In 2002, William arranged a 3-year secondment to South Deep Gold Mine, where he worked as a senior rock engineer to gain experience in drift and fill and long-hole stoping mining methods. Upon his return to consulting in 2005, he started to develop his own client base and led research and consulting projects. In 2009, William was elected as a partner and head of the Mining Geotechnical Department for SRK in South Africa. In 2016, he was elected as a director and then served as chairman of SRK South Africa from 2018 to 2023. William, I didn't even realize you were doing this whilst doing everything you do for SIAM. He's now director of SRK Global, and he's fortunate to have had the opportunity to visit and provide consulting services for mines in 18 countries on 6 different continents. So William is definitely, he's one of our big hitters. He currently serves on rock burst management advisory boards. William, I can't even pronounce these names, but I think it's in Chile and Sweden. You'll have to help us when you introduce yourself to the listeners. He has published over 50 articles on rock engineering. He's the recipient of a SIAM Gold Medal and the Alec Wilson Award in Sankot for outstanding papers. He has co-written 2 chapters on risk-based design in the book Ground Support in Underground Mines, produced by the Australian Centre for Geomechanics. He is past president of the South African National Institute of Rock Engineering, or as we know it, SANIER. He is a past vice president for Africa of the International Society for Rock Mechanics, and he joined SIAM. I have to mention, he's been with SIAM since 2008. I think even before that, William, as a student, he's chaired 3 international rock engineering conferences for us, 2 schools between SIAM and SANIER, and he's a member of the publications committee. He served as treasurer for SIAM as well, and now he's our brand new SIAM president. William, it seems like I need to take a breath here. So before I give over to you to introduce yourself to our listeners, maybe just mention Sharon, Maybe mention your two beautiful boys and what they're studying as well. And please tell our listeners that we are both great fans of this very famous sitcom called Friends. Over to you, William.
Well, thanks for the introduction. I think you've covered basically everything. Yeah, I'm married to Sharon, who is an accountant. We've been married for almost 25 years, so we've been married quite a long time. It'll be 25 years this year. And we've got two boys, Michael and Brandon. They are now turning 23 and 21. Michael's studying animation, and Brandon is studying filmmaking, and they're both at the SAE Academy in Rosebank. So, yes, I do enjoy Friends. That's one of my favorite sitcoms, amongst others. Seems that we also share an interest in the Harry Potter, since you name all your dogs after characters in the Harry Potter series.
Listen, if we go on about favorites, I just want to check, do you also love Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit?
Of course, yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. So maybe just a question before we get into Siam itself. How do the children of an accountant and an engineer go into animation and film? How did that happen?
Obviously, we didn't provide sufficient guidance in terms of no. I think what's important is they must follow their hearts and do what they want to do and what they find interesting. Michael's very passionate about animation. He's been doing it. Instead of doing his schoolwork, so he did that. It was a big passion of his, and that's why he went in that field. And I think Brandon is still figuring out what he wants to do, but he's enjoying filmmaking, and I think it suits him pretty well.
I just wanted to say, William, remember your children might listen to this, right? Okay, getting from that into Siam. So, William, I'm just going to start off with a very difficult question. I mean, you've been over six continents. You've been president of Sanair. I mean, you've even published chapters and books. So here's the question. Why Siam for you?
My personal journey started by, I guess, attending conferences and reading papers and publications. And then that over time progressed to sharing some of my ideas by presenting at conferences and writing papers. And then I guess that gradually moved on to participating in organizing committees and then getting more and more involved in SIMM and also SANIRE. And I think part of that was motivated by the opportunity to give back because of what I've gained from in the early part of my career, learning through that process. But I've also found that I've been able to continually grow and learn by interacting with leaders in the industry and also learning from young specialists, young people doing very interesting things. So it's enabled me to continually grow. It is also the effort that goes into participating and engaging with people is very worthwhile, both from a personal learning perspective and from a business perspective, because you engage and you meet with people. The way I see it is I think SIMM creates a platform for minerals industry professionals to engage, learn, and share ideas. And we differ from other institutions because we represent all minerals industry professionals across a variety of disciplines. And we collaborate with the other institutions, which typically focus on a specific area or a discipline. And we also collaborate with the Minerals Council and government and other organizations. And I believe this collaboration is essential to address many of the challenges being faced by the minerals industry today.
Just going back to what you said first, it's not just about, you know, giving back, mentoring, coaching and networking. It's also learning from the younger generation. We tend to forget that it's knowledge sharing. Like you said, it's collaboration, it's cross-pollination. For the first time, I'm learning from the younger ones about AI and machine learning and robotics, and that you can actually have a robot building substations on your plant. So I like what you said about taking hands in our industry. And I especially like what you said about collaborating with other institutes and with the Minerals Council. So talking a little bit more about that, collaborating on that level, how is SIAM currently and how could SIAM potentially influence the Southern African minerals industry, in your opinion? Are you seeing it now? Are you seeing us influencing it now?
Yeah, I think that the SIAM has influenced and contributed to the minerals industry over many years. The evidence is in the journal, conference proceedings, and books that have been produced through the SIAM. And members who are leaders in the industry identify challenges that are being faced by the minerals industry, and then they create forums through workshops and conferences to discuss and address those challenges. And that can lead to research, it can lead to working groups to develop best practice guidelines. So I believe that the SIAM has made a significant contribution and have influenced responsible mining over many years. I think it's becoming more and more critical today because investors expect responsible mining and sustainable practices, and this requires us to think a little bit differently. And it means that we need to learn some new skills. We need to become carbon neutral. Targets are typically around 2040. So we need to change our carbon footprint, look at better ways of responsible sourcing. We need to figure out ways of doing things differently. So it's important to have these discussions, look for opportunities to do research, test and try out things and share ideas as we learn. So the SIAM has certainly influenced our minerals industry and will continue to do so in the future.
I have to agree with that. I've seen that. I've seen it in the tailings workshop or work group, as you call it, the tailings conference, where we collaborate in developing, you know, global standards for tailing storage. I'm taking a sideline quickly, William, but for me, there's a real significant difference between research, doing things completely differently, doing new things, and then development and optimization of what you have currently. For me, there's a real difference between the two. So I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot and ask you, as SIAM president, and what you've seen through everything that SIAM is involved with and who we collaborate with, do you think South Africa will be able to move away from fossil fuels completely? Do you think our research, innovation, doing new things will be able to put us in a different space? Or do you think it's more a case of doing things better, developing and optimizing to get us as close as possible to carbon neutral?
I think there are lots of small things that we can do in the short term that can help us move towards becoming carbon neutral, and simple things that people are already doing are investing in renewable power generation. So either building solar plants or using wheeling processes or strategies and investing in the development of renewable energy plants. And that in that way, they're contributing to the country becoming more carbon neutral. I think in South Africa, we have a fairly unique situation where we are extremely dependent on coal currently, and we will probably, it'll take quite a while to change and to transition from coal-produced electricity to renewable forms of energy. But in the short term, we've got an energy shortage, and that's really our big challenge in South Africa. So in the short term, there's a lot of opportunity to increase our energy production by building renewable energy plants, and the mining industry can invest in that and in so doing reduce their carbon footprint. The transition from coal is going to be a slower process for many reasons because we are far too dependent on coal. We have approximately 80% of our energy is coal. it'll take some time. And we also have to think about the social aspects, the people that are working in,
yes,
in coal, and that enabling a just transition towards renewable energy. So it will take time, but we will get there. I think the mines, by making a significant contribution, can enable themselves to become carbon neutral or close to carbon neutral.
I've read that as well. I've read that coincidentally in publications from the Minerals Council, who we collaborate closely with. So thank you for weighing in on that topic, William. I appreciate that, putting you on the spot there. Coming back to SIAM, would you say, we've talked about mentoring, coaching, networking, you know, creating the platforms for knowledge sharing, collaborating with other institutes, mineral councils, not just from South Africa, but minerals councils in Southern Africa as well. But at the heart of it all, William, would you say that our members are still the most important part of SIAM? First question. And following up on that, what are the key benefits that our members can expect from us?
I think our members are the SIMM. So they, by definition, they're essentially the most important part of the SIMM. We are an organization, a group of people that get together to discuss ideas and share our ideas. And through that process, we develop minerals industry professionals. So the journal of the SIMM is it's a world-class mining industry publication. We've been producing very high-quality papers for many, many years. So I think that resource of material is extremely important benefit, along with the other publications that we've produced. So it's a number of several books, special publications, conference proceedings. There are also a number of short courses that are focused courses. So it's a step beyond university, so more practical courses developing a young professional in their career. And then I think one of the most important benefits is just creating a forum and possibilities for people to get together and discuss things that are important to the industry. And that's probably the biggest benefit from being a member of SIMM, is to be able to engage with other like-minded people and help to try and solve some of our challenges in the industry.
I know we're engineers. I know some people might think of us as complete nerds, but for me, it makes me very happy when I hear about International Journal and the opportunity to be published. Very happy to hear about a secretariat, you know, that's standing ready behind the curtains in the wings, ready to organize whichever event you want. And then obviously, like you said, the practical side of development, practical workshops where you get to rub shoulders with subject matter experts in the area of your development, chosen area of development. So William, when we take into account all the many benefits that we've just mentioned about SIAM, being involved with SIAM and partnering with other institutes, why do you think our minerals industry should partner with SIAM?
Well, I think the minerals industry benefits from the contributions of the members of the SIMM. So the minerals industry professionals getting together to engage in forums and discuss some of the problems facing the minerals industry. So by becoming a partner with the SIMM, you have the opportunity to influence some of those discussions and perhaps steer those discussions, decide on what type of topics we should be discussing, what challenges we should be solving, and you can encourage the leaders within your organization to engage and participate in those activities. So that also, that ensures that the challenges that you are facing are being addressed, first of all, and secondly, it enables those young leaders to develop the most simple and obvious aspect of that partnership is simplifying the administration. So becoming a corporate partner of the SIMM, the administration is simply just, it's a single transaction. So you just pay once for all your members. It gives you the opportunity to control or influence the discussion that takes place in the industry.
Mm. It's basically, just to go back to what you said first, it's basically very flexible, very agile, fit for purpose. We basically go into the industry and we meet the industry where they are, instead of expecting everyone to come to us. So really membership focused. I like that. I like that. And William, you know, I've seen us partner with Implats. I've seen us partner with SRK, you know, and collaborating with Minerals Council, as you said. So can you maybe explain practically how building these networks and physically taking hands with the industry will help us to navigate through difficult times? I mean, we all know about Russia and Ukraine. We all know about Palestine. We all know about Iran. We know how this is impacting prices, inflation. People are projecting a new recession. It's difficult. I know in our industry it's as well, not going too well at the moment. How is taking hands with SIAM helping our industry to navigate through this?
So it boils down to being able to sit together with like-minded people to think about those challenges that are facing the industry and look at opportunities for improving them. We don't have too much control over the external factors, so but they do influence the market. They influence the price of metals, as you've mentioned. But we can look at opportunities to optimize the way that we produce, save costs, look at more efficient systems, introduce automated processes that make our operations more efficient. And the SIMM basically can help people to engage, discuss, develop, identify where we need to focus, where we need to focus our development and possibly some research.
I think South Africa as a whole, looking at our economy and our environment, our markets at the moment, it doesn't lean itself to research and development. I don't think the South African minerals industry currently is known for its cutting edge research and development, and that SIAM could probably be used to bridge that gap.
Yeah. I think there are opportunities to engage with Minerals Council and with government to look at where we can improve. I think the Mandela Mining Precinct, the arrangement with the Mandela Mining Precinct, is already a start in that direction. The research and development does require a lot of funding, so that requires some commitment from industry to contribute to the research and development. But of course, then they need to steer and guide where that research and development is going and to ensure that it's beneficial to the mining yes. industry. And I think that's how the SIMM can contribute is by enabling those conversations and ensuring that we get around the table, we talk to each other, and we focus on the most important aspects.
Absolutely. Guiding, influencing, and getting the right people around the table. Absolutely agree with that. And William, if we basically look at becoming a global village, if we look at what people are saying about the brain drain, the amount of young engineers that's leaving South Africa, could you just give your thoughts on the importance of creating an institute like SIAM where you can unite your members across the globe? Why is it so important that an institute like SIAM should be the glue for this global village?
I think it all boils down to the same concept. I mean, we have so much to learn from each other. So people in other countries are doing things possibly in different ways, or maybe more advanced in research and development in certain areas. So it is very important to engage and share those ideas to continually stimulate research and development and improvement in our current practices. The SIMM is a member of the Global Mining Professionals Association, which includes the Society for Mining Engineering in the US, the Canadian Institute of Mining and Metallurgy, the Institute of Mining and Metallurgy in the UK, the Australian Institute of Mining and Metallurgy. I can't think of all of them right now, but there's some
institutions. But it's a huge network.
Yeah, it's a massive network. It's a massive network, and that the objectives of that organization are to ensure that we share some of our publications, and we share this through OneMine. So the OneMine.org is all of the publications from the different institutes are available to members of those institutes through that platform, and also ensuring that we're aware of each other's conferences and try to actively participate in different conferences and make sure that we have some people from South Africa attending conferences in other countries and vice versa, so that we can continually share those ideas and grow.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point, especially for growth, hashtag growth. But for all our members, I don't really know if our members and our listeners today are aware of the fact that more than 11% of our membership is international members. And by joining SIAM, actually get a foot in the door to collaborate with US, UK, Canada, Australia. Like you said, William, it's too many to mention. And that cross-pollination is invaluable. But I think the most important for me, William, from my point of view, was that SIAM created a family for me to belong to. I know we mostly refer to it as like-minded people, but I think that's what I appreciated most about SIAM, is making it a family. So, William, last thoughts from your side. If I had to put you on the spot and I had to ask you for a one-liner that you could give people to collaborate and take hands and join SIAM, what would that one-liner be?
I like what you said about the SIMM being a family, because I've certainly found that my association with the SIMM. So my one-liner would be, join the SIMM for the opportunity to learn and grow, to network with like-minded in minerals industry professionals.
I cannot believe I got an engineer to give me a one-liner without commas or semicolons. Well, very well done, William. Right, that is our president in conversation. And I think I want to encourage all our listeners to please contact William, contact our secretariat, get to know SIAM, get involved to fully benefit from this opportunity that William mentioned, to meet people, to become part of the family. And I think, just as an ending, we would like to thank Impala Platinum and SRK for sharing our vision of continuous development and the value that institutes like SIAM can offer our industry, and being willing to walk this road with us into the future. And hopefully we'll be able to announce even more partners very soon. So William, thank you for joining us, and see you next time on The Crucible.
Thank you for listening. Please note that the facts and opinions expressed are those of the individual and do not reflect the position of SIAM or the corporate institution.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.